to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It's a great pleasure to say we're joined by a friend and colleague of many years. These days, she runs a super organization up in New York City called the Anglosphere Society, which attempts to bring together the peoples of the English-speaking world and to do so to the benefit of freedom. And she did it with great effect yesterday in a splendid conference that was held in New York City, addressing the plight of persecuted Christians and what can be done on their behalf. It was an all-star cast, and to have her tell us a little bit about it, I'm very pleased to introduce Amanda Bowman. Thank you so much for joining us on short notice, Amanda. It's good to talk with you, and congratulations on your program yesterday.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. It was the second annual conference on this topic, and of course, the scenario has changed somewhat since last year when the issue was, you know, ISIS was still rampaging in Iraq and the concerns about Christians in camps, etc. The situation has changed somewhat now, and it's the issue of whether they are going to be able to be safe when they return to their homes, which have, of course, been destroyed, and get back to the life that they had before ISIS and before the anti-Christian movement, as it were, that was subsequent to the American involvement from 2003 onwards. So there are, in fact, only where there were about 1.5 million Christians in Iraq at the beginning of this century. They're now only around 250,000.
I know. It's stunning. It's simply a genocidal ethnic cleansing, religious cleansing, whatever you have. One of the highlights of it for me was a super and very passionate presentation right out of the box by former Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia. It was a call to arms, I think it's fair to say, by a man who walked the walk and talks, of course, as well, and still does, by the way, not just in Congress. Just share a bit with us about Frank Wolf's comments, if you would.
Well, Frank Wolf is an astonishing man. His point really was, apart from it's the duty of all Christians and people who care about traditional values, whether it's minorities, Jewish or Rohingya or whomever, to support the oppressed, and it's our duty to do that. And I think the other thing that really moved me was, you know, he spoke about the indifference of the mainstream media to this plight of Christians and how that's contributed to the suffering, because nobody's paying attention. It's what, you know, Edmund Burke said about the triumph of evil. But he did it with, as you rightly pointed out, with a passion and the experience of a lifetime dedication to this issue. And he spoke very movingly about certain individuals who are unsung heroes in Iraq. He spoke about a nun who has lost everything and yet still continues to minister to people, to a woman who the spirit of forgiveness among these people towards their oppressors. A woman who, on her deathbed, would not renounce her Christian faith.
Right, the deep commitment to the faith, even at the point of imperiling their lives. And there were so many people who spoke from the vantage point of individuals and organizations, notably the Knights of Columbus and the Nineveh Reconstruction Project and the Nazarene.org and the like, who were on the ground, notably but not exclusively in the Middle East, trying to actually do something to help these people. And I was particularly touched, I have to say, by the conversation that took place, Amanda Bowman, between the Deputy Secretary of State of Hungary, Tristan Azbej, and Stephen Rushing. Just share with us very briefly, if you would, sort of that tale and the role that Hungary is playing. It's really sort of a model for the rest of us.
It is. And of course, they've been treated with vilification by a lot of the media who see that the fact that they have not opened their arms to limitless immigration on the Europeans, you know, in Europe, and have taken a stance that's very different from many of the EU countries. But their position has been that, you know, they're a small country, but what they can do is they can protect and support and defend the Christian community, and how important it is to do that at this present time when they're threatened with extinction.
But in situ, as they say, helping them get back not only on their feet but in their homes, and some of the lengths to which Hungary has gone to do that in very short order, which is again exemplary for the rest of us. Amanda, let me just turn quickly to the sort of denouement of the program, the closing conversation between Cardinal Dolan, the Catholic Archdiocese of New York's cardinal, of course, and Ambassador Ronald Lauder, who is the president of the World Jewish Congress. This was really a quite fascinating repartee between these two men, both of whom are engaged in trying to address this problem.
That's right. And interestingly enough, I had them both separately last year as speakers, not speaking together. And as a result of what happened last year, the two of them met with me and asked us to collaborate and create a movement of concerned Christians in the United States across different denominations to really bring this issue and make it a priority of the United States government to protect these Christians, and that it's in the geopolitical interest of the U.S. to do so, to have this community that is educated, dedicated to free speech and the values that we all cherish within a country like Iraq, how important it is to have them, especially as that population has lost its Jewish minority some time ago. So it's very important. And Ronald Lauder, in my view, is a heroic figure. He has spoken out on behalf of Christians with a much louder voice than most Christians. And he's used his position as president of the World Jewish Congress to speak truth to power. And it's amazing. And as the cardinal pointed out, he held his feet to the fire.
Indeed. And you know, he made a very strong appeal for the church, both the Catholic Church specifically, and I think the church writ large, to become politically engaged in trying to address this problem, which I found both very necessary and a very evocative challenge indeed to us all. I just want to say, Amanda Bowman, of the Anglosphere Society, you and your co-sponsor Nina Shea with the Hudson Institute Center for Religious Freedom made a really signal contribution to my personal assessment and understanding and awareness of this problem, and I'm so grateful for it being able to participate. And I do wonder, I know the filming of it took place, will the video be available to a larger audience?
They will be able to find it at the Anglosphere website as well as at the Hudson website, www.theanglospheresociety.org.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we will call further attention to it when it becomes available. But in the meantime, folks, check out the Anglosphere Society and, for that matter, Hudson.org as well. Amanda Bowman, thank you so much for your leadership. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon and to talking to the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.